Weekends always start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And normal data rates apply. Time now in our next segment. We are going to completely shift gears. We're going to talk some college football, specifically the Texas Longhorns. They finally have a weekend off. They have a bye, and we have invited back with us Steve Habel, the senior editor of Horns Illustrated. He is here to tell us what the Longhorns need to fix in their final two games. Good to have you back with us on this Friday night. How are you, Steve?
Well, thanks for having me on again, Alyssa.
It's good to have you back on. But before we talk about Texas, let's get your thought on the latest college football rankings. Clemson leads the way, followed by Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty accurate so far. I think that there's a lot of football left to be played. Oklahoma State will have a big say in that. Obviously, they win out, they'll be undefeated. It'll be pretty hard to keep them out of the mix. Baylor, TCU, I guess, are still in there. You know, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, that game is going to be a huge one. This last end of the end of the Big 12 season, kind of backloaded for games that are important. If a team can get through undefeated, then or maybe with one loss, then they have a chance to get in that playoff.
Absolutely. Oklahoma State and the Sooners, that's two teams we definitely have our eye on. What's your belief about Notre Dame? Is 2015, is this going to be their magical year?
I don't think so, Alyssa. I saw them first of the year when they played Texas.
Right.
Texas was not very good. And so their one loss was to Clemson on the road. But, you know, they still got to play Stanford. Stanford is pretty good and is kind of a team that will give them some trouble with the power running game. So a lot to be said about Notre Dame, too. You know, they'll get their quarterback, Zaire, whatever his name was, Jefferson or whatever his name was. It's been so long. back next year. And they'll be even stronger next year. So I think that probably next year will be Notre Dame's year.
The senior editor of Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com and check out our podcast page, podcastarena.com. Click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab. You know, when we look at the top 10 even, Steve, I mean, Florida in that number 8 slot. I mean, what a turnaround that they have had. The Gators have had this season, 9-1. You know, I just kind of have some curiosity in terms of with Will Muschamp. Why was he not able to make it work during his time at Florida?
I think Will Muschamp will probably be a great head coach one of these days. He probably was a little bit in over his head the first time around, really wanted to do well there. But, you know, he came out of Texas as the head coach in waiting here. He still had a little bit of his spurs to sharpen up. I think they sort of kind of jumped the gun getting him in that spot. He'll be back as a head coach. Jim McElwain over there has done a great job with what Muschamp had. I mean, Muschamp obviously had some talent. They went ugly a couple times, but Muschamp will have his day, I think. I really do.
You know, going back, talking about the Big 12 Conference, Oklahoma State, the Sooners, we're talking about those two teams we definitely have our eye on. What is the view? What's your view of the Big 12 Conference, the strength of it? And do you believe that, you know, it's kind of being overlooked? I mean, should one of those teams be in that top four, like specifically like Oklahoma State and the job that Mike Gundy has done in Stillwater?
Well, I think Oklahoma State is really the one surprise. We saw Oklahoma State here early in the season against Texas. Texas really should have beaten Oklahoma State. Had the chance to do it, had a punter drop a ball, and gave Oklahoma State a chance to win. I think the conference is good. I think it's, you know, they're kind of feeding on itself right here at the end of the season. Oklahoma, I mean, you have to just scratch your head as how in the heck did Oklahoma lose to Texas? And just, they looked so soft in that game, too, and they've come a long way since then. So the conference as a whole is healthy. I mean, they're just, you know, they're kind of like the Pac-12. They've just kind of been a lot of good teams, not any great teams this year. But I guess Oklahoma State will still be considered a great team if they can get through the conference season unscathed.
Steve Habel, the senior editor of Horns Illustrated, is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The reason we invited him on tonight was to talk about his Texas Longhorns, who are coming off that loss to West Virginia. The Horns are 4-6. They must beat Texas Tech and Baylor in order to reach a bowl. Steve, can they do it?
No. Well, I hope.
Come on, you're supposed to be optimistic.
I think that that's a stretch, considering Texas has played so poorly on the road, and especially in their true road games, if you don't count the Oklahoma game and Baylor as a road game. They've been outscored 150-30 on the road this year in true road games. Tech will be a challenge. you know, Texas has a pretty good defense. They're young defensively, and Texas is an explosive offensive team, but they really can't stop anybody. Texas is pretty one-dimensional with their running attack. They're barely passing for like 153 yards a game, which is crazy in this day and age of football. Then, you know, Baylor wants nothing else than to beat the heck out of Texas. That'll be the first time Texas goes into their new stadium. Baylor will probably have a lot to prove by that time.
You know, Texas one-dimensional offensively, but as you step back and you just kind of look at the body of work, what they've been able to produce, the product that they're delivering, what do you think is the identity of this program right now and with this team? Do they have one?
No, that's a great question. I think Charlie Strong, their head coach, that struggles basically series to series, down to down, about how his team is going to play. And he tells us that every week in his media availability. He doesn't know what kind of team he's going to have from game to game. And, man, I guess that's hard for a team to prepare for if you're an opponent. But at the same time, it's hard to call plays for somebody that, you know, that won't let the ball go if he's in a passing game, which Gerard Hurd has been accused of by his own offensive coordinator. You know, a guy that sometimes Hurd, he's great with his feet, but he seems to me like he's tentative. He avoids conflict or contact. He's no Vince Young, we'll put it that way. And when Swoops is the quarterback for Texas, if he's the number one quarterback, he kind of shies away from contact. It's very interesting. And he's in the 18-wheeler package, as they call it, where he determined to run the ball and make yardage with his feet. He's like a bull in a china closet, but he takes a whole different personality when he's the number one quarterback. So, you know, it's a flip of the coin. Every series with the Longhorns, and that's what's kept us all kind of on our toes this year.
The senior editor, Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, with us just a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Obviously, as we zero in and talk about the Texas Longhorns, this is a young group of guys. They've had a number of costly turnovers throughout the season. But I have to wonder, too, as we were talking about the head coach, Charlie Strong, I mean, what's his frustration level? I mean, obviously, he's frustrated by the Miami rumors, and he's trying to focus on his team right now. But just kind of give us a sense, a pulse on Charlie Strong and where his mindset is at this point in the season with two games left.
You know, Coach Strong has been eternally optimistic. He's been frustrated. I think everybody is frustrated by the way Texas has played. You know, the Miami rumors keep popping up, Alyssa. Yesterday we had a press conference with Coach Strong, and his first handful of questions, he had to deny that he's going to Miami, even though he's never really denied it. He keeps saying that he's here to build a program and he's here for the long run, but he's never said the word no. And interesting enough, they've had three reports come out of the Miami area in the last week that says that that Coach Strong is really the only candidate they're even looking at as their head coach. So I don't know what's going to happen with Coach Strong. I mean, he's got a young base here that he's built up. He seems like he's got talent that he's stockpiling. You know, it's tough to win in the Big 12, especially tough to win in the Big 12 with young players. And it's especially tough to win in the Big 12 with young players that you don't know how they're going to play from week to week. So it's a frustrating situation over here, girl.
Well, I was going to say, you know, Texas is accustomed to winning. So how hard has the 2015 season been on Longhorn fans? I mean, I'm sure they're not being patient. Time is running out.
There has been no sellouts in the stadium, if that tells you how things are going for the University of Texas football program.
That's a statement.
Plenty of empty seats at the stadium. And it's, you know, that never used to happen here. It was the hottest ticket in town. And, you know, there have been some bad weather days, to be quite honest with you. Texas played Kansas State back at the end of September or middle of October, whenever it was. And then it was pouring rain, just horrible weather. 44,000, it was in 106,000-seat stadium.
Wow.
It's so the frustration level is high here. Everybody says that all the bigwigs say that they're behind Strong and willing to wait for him to get this program turned around. But, you know, when you have even 20,000 seats, 50 seats in 100,000, 160,000 seat stadium, it makes it look empty. That's a lot of money that's been left on the table. And that cannot happen here at the University of Texas.
The senior editor with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, providing an update on his Longhorns. Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate you dropping by, and have a great weekend and a better Thanksgiving holiday, okay?
Thanks, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR. And we always like to close out our show and thank our very special sponsor. That, of course, is Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer. And for my first two guys or gals that email me at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com, Exergen has you covered with a simple-to-use, quick, and accurate thermometer. It's the number one choice of pediatricians and nurses nationwide. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.